a mighty load. Sun going over toward the end of day. Barbecue way yonder, further away. And there, old mule holla, bow wow. Oh, lordy, holla, old mule holla, bow wow. With his mouth chock full of rope. Horsefly sitting on a pumpkin vine. Lit on the mule and bit his tail behind. The mule kicked up in a dashboard bus. Yonder come a diner rolling down in the dust. And there, old mule holla, bow wow. Oh, lordy, holla, old mule holla, bow wow. With his mouth chock full of rope. Thank you. Thank you very much. Does that make sense to anybody? It's a great song. One of my special interests has been street cries, and if anybody out there knows any, hey, you know, find me after a while, because I'm always looking for more. And one reason I like them is because they're short and I have a bad memory. You know, the two or three lines, it's easy to remember. But they're interesting because they're, of course, the first singing commercials, right? And I understand that in Charleston, South Carolina, a few places, they still do this. I have not heard it firsthand, and I've got to make that scene one of these days. I'll sing you some that come from Louisiana. Is that the way you say it? I'm from Michigan, and we say Louisiana. And we say Georgia, you know, and Florida. And I understand it's supposed to be Georgia, Florida. Is that right? I got it now? Okay. Well, I learned something. These are in a French patois that they call gombo down there. And the first one I'll do for you is the song of the chimney sweeper. And the French word for chimney sweep is ramoneur. But in the gombo dialect, it's ramene, and it's a lot easier to sing and say. And I do believe that if you didn't have a chimney when this fella came by, you'd go get one built just to hear him sing this song. And he'd come along in the fall of the year wearing a long linen duster and a big tall high hat and carrying his brooms and sacks and things and made out of palmetto. And this was his song. Romany, 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 lady, I know why your chimney won't draw. Your stove won't bake and you can't make no cake, and I know why your chimney won't draw. Yeah, Romany, 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 lady, I know why your chimney won't draw. Stove won't bake and you can't make no cake, and I know why your chimney won't draw. Thank you. Isn't that better than some of them here on TV today, you know, Renzo White and all that jazz? Oh, that's too old, isn't it? Right. There's another one in gombo. This one is entirely in the gombo dialect. And if you know a little French, you'll probably figure this out. It's just kind of sloppy French. This is a song of the sweet potato cake lady. And she would come into town on a hot August night with her lovely basket with white linen and a little sweet potato cakes. And the song go like this. Belle pampatat, belle pampatat, madame will you love belle pampatat, pampatat. Belle pampatat, belle pampatat, madame, will you love belle pampatat, pampatat. That'd be a nice sound on an August night, wouldn't it? Whee! Thank you, Father. This one is the song of the blackberry woman. You would hear her only in the month of May. And she'd rise early in the morning and pick a huge basket of berries to carry into town and try to sell them before noon, and the heavy heat hit. And she wore something on top of her head that you've probably all seen. You didn't know what it was called. It's just a pad made out of an old shirt or something that's been coiled and rolled around top of the head, and the basket went on top of that. That's called a tosh, T-O-S-H. Isn't this marvelous, this education you're getting here, free? Yeah, you remember? Hey. Well, she'd trudge along the roads with her skirts all tucked up gypsy fashion, and the basket would be covered with sycamore leaves. And according to the information I read, the juice of the berries and the dew would combine and roll down her back in purple rillets, which is a great word, isn't it? And her song was kind of sad, you know. I don't know whether she was trying to get an extra dime out of you or it was a lousy job, but it went like this.
Blackberries, fresh and fine. I got blackberries, a lady, fresh from the vine. I got blackberries, a lady, three glass for a dime. I got blackberries, I got blackberries, blackberries.
Thank you. Thank you. This one, I'm not sure where this one came from. The others I said were from this part of the country. I imagine they came from the Deep South, too. This is a song of a broom man. I think we have a broom maker here, and he should really learn it and walk up and down and sing this song. Here comes the broom man passing by. Oh, why not buy a broom today? And I sweep them clean, I sweep them clean. Now, how could you resist that, right? You got to run out and buy a broom. Beautiful. Now, he was not a seasonal. Like the blackberry woman and a chimney sweep, you only heard them certain times of the year. The broom man came around more or less all the time, and the rag man, of course. And this guy is a complete extrovert. I know if I'd have met him, I'd have loved him. He's my kind of people. His song goes like this. Rag man, bone man, comes your way. Rag man, bone man, bottles today. Oh, well, a big and fat rag picker standing out of here hauling rags and bones and bottles today.
Thank you.
Now, there's one that Miss Bolton taught me that she found in South Carolina. It's all about the toothbrush man. And in those days, a toothbrush was nothing more than a little willow twig. It was a little twig. And these were cut to a reasonable length. And you didn't go down and buy, you know, a Pepsodent toothbrush. You'd get one free with a tube of Gleam. No, not in those days. They waited for the toothbrush man. And you'd buy the little stick, plain, unchawed, or chawed. You see, you could have them, if you didn't have enough teeth to chew it yourself, he'd chew it for you. And there was a second use for the toothbrush, which the little song will tell you about. How come I can do this as well as Thelma can? Toothbrushes, toothbrushes, some chawed and some unchawed, can also be used for snuff brushes. Let me see now. What haven't I done for you? Oh, yeah, well, that's... All right. This is a charcoal seller. This is a great one. I like this one, too. My mule is white, my charcoal's black. I sell my charcoal for 2 bits a sack of charcoal. Ooh, oh, 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 the charcoal. There you go. Now we get to the watermelon people. I sang this song here and several other places a couple of years ago, and I still meet people who say, oh, you're the one that sold. Blah. I had my tongue in my eye, too, couldn't see what I was saying. You got it. Good. You're paying attention. Watermelon Man. This song was based on a New Orleans cry and was expanded by a young man from New York City called Oscar Brown Jr., who's done some great things based on folk melodies. He's done some great chain gang songs, spirituals and that, with the themes right out of traditional music. And if this kind of thing doesn't exist, he'd never hear it, never be inspired by it. Now, Watermelon Man, I'm going to back up a little bit so I don't blow out the speakers. Yeah, you red or I'm a watermelon, yeah. In the summer sun, watermelon, a pretty little housewife, let me sell you one, red, red watermelon, and now if you want to treat your husband right, watermelon,
You know what to give him when he comes home tonight. Red rum watermelon. Yeah. I got some red rum watermelon. Yeah. Watermelon man. Watermelon man. You better get out your money when you hear me call. Watermelon. I ain't going home until I sell them all. Red watermelon. I got a little woman waiting just my time. Oh. Watermelon. You know she's sweet like a watermelon, round and ripe. Red watermelon. Yeah. I got some red ripe watermelon. How? Watermelon man. Watermelon man. Watermelon. Watermelon. We're going to get a couple of guitars. We'll be right back. Naval height. No, we don't. No, I don't think so. Barbara and I did this blues about 2 years ago, and we've been reminiscing all day. Little tears dribbling into our Coca-Colas. And we're going to sing you a dirty old blues called the 219 Blues. And she really makes me sound like a good guitar player, you know. Nice to have friends. You ready? She just hang her head and cry. Yeah, when a woman blue, she hang her head and cry. But let a man get the blues, it take her. My sweet man, Lord, and he's gone. That 219 train took my sweet baby, Lord, he's gone. Maybe the 744. Do it, Barbara. Standing on the corner, Lord, her feet were soaking wet. said she was standing on the corner and her feet, thought her feet were soaking and wet. She was standing on the corner begging every man she met. Can't spare a dollar, Daddy, I take a dime. Can't spare a dollar, sweet papa, come on, I take a dime. Takes a whole lot of money, ease that hungry man of mine. Play it pretty, Barbara. People always ask me, say, tell me what is the blues? Tell me if you can. Yeah, people always ask me, say, tell me about the blues, if you can. You ready? The blues is a $10 woman. She got $5 man. Yeah, yeah. Thank you very much.
Ragtime millionaire, all you little people take your hat off to me, 'cause I'm a ragtime millionaire. Every tooth in my head is solid gold. Make them boys look icy cold. I brush my teeth with diamond dust. I don't care if the bank would bust. All you little people take your hat off to me, 'cause I'm a ragtime millionaire. I'm a rag. I'm a rag. I'm a rag. I'm a ragtime millionaire. All you little people take your hat off to me, 'cause I'm a ragtime millionaire. Now some of the boys say I'm gonna be late, driving a brand new 28. Some boys say that I'm gonna be last. All I gotta do is step on the gas. All you little people take your hat off to me, 'cause I'm a ragtime millionaire. I'm a rag. I'm a rag. I'm a rag. I'm a ragtime millionaire. All you little people take your hat off to me, 'cause I'm a ragtime millionaire. I'm a rag, I'm a rag, I'm a rag, I'm a ragtime millionaire. All you little people take your hat off to me, 'cause I'm a ragtime millionaire. Thank you very much. I used to work for one of those northern agencies that like to send performers out on one-nighters across the country. One night in California, next night Chicago, New York after that. The only problem being is I had to drive in between gigs. I had a small Italian sports car that didn't have a heater. One February, after finishing a concert at the University of Kentucky in Lexington, I had 12 hours to get from there to Philadelphia. 8 degrees above zero, and after driving 6 hours in that car, I was frozen stiff. Just outside of Zanesville, Ohio. Figured I'd pull into a truck stop there and thaw out. From that same car, I had a brand new 12-string guitar stolen from me one time. Instead of cutting the hole in the roof of the car right alongside the door so you could put your arm down inside, lift up the handle, open the door, take the guitar out that way, made the hole in the roof big enough to lift the guitar out through it. So it's always been my policy, wherever I go, my old guitar goes with me, into the truck stop there at Zanesville. Place was loaded with all kinds of truck drivers. They took one look at me shivering in the doorway with my arm wrapped around the guitar, and they thought I was strange. I walked over to the counter, ordered me a hot cup of tea, and they knew I was strange. I didn't have time to explain to them that it was part of my English heritage, much less what happens after I drink a cup of coffee. Wasn't long before one of those old boys walked over to me. He said, "Hey, boy, you pick that thing?" "Yeah, I pick it." "How about you pick it for me now?" "Well, no, man, my hands are too cold. I ain't gonna play that guitar right now." Then another truck driver come over. "Are you one of them hippie communist freaks go around smoking all that dope? You better pick something on the guitar, boy." "Nah, man, my hands are too cold. I ain't gonna play that guitar right now." Then another truck driver and another. Gradually, I began to thaw out from all that external source of heat, if you know what I mean. Besides that, one of them knew how to strike home. He walked over to me, pulled out a brand new $20 bill, laid it on the table, followed it with a brand new $10 bill. Then I watched those tobacco-stained fingers of his go rambling around the pocket of his Big Mac work shirt. Came up with an old $5 bill, looked like he'd been snorting, brooting snuff through it. $35 on the table and those bloodshot, burly blue eyes on me. He said, "I'll give you $35 if you can pick Under the Double Eagle." I ought to tell you the rest of that story, by the way. After picking Under the Double Eagle, I had 10 new friends for life. Not to mention the $35 that I'd slipped in my pocket. They no longer thought it was strange that I was drinking hot tea and broke out a little moonshine to help thaw me out. Which it did, a couple of drinks, and I started doing requests. I was able to do most of them, although, to be honest with you, there was a couple of tunes I'd never heard of. They old country favorites like I Gave My Wife Iodine, So I Dined Alone. I Met God on My Way to Palatka. There was a time when we lived in the country all alone. Woods and meadows was all I'd ever known. And I recall how the home place glittered in the sun, how it slept in the stillness of the night. Now times have changed. That old country home I dearly love, the dirt footpaths have been turned into stone. And right where my dear old papa, how he rocked me on his knee, it's all been changed into Highway 73. They're tearing down the old smokehouse and they're clearing out the trees, plugging up the well and draining the pond. And right where my dear old mama birthed my little sister Betty Lynn, they're gonna put another Holiday Inn. Should I lie content to watch the swift and dreadful change, close my eyes and pretend not to know? And will my voice fade in your ears at the end of my song? Can you accept the coming of the road? Oh, I recall how the home place danced in autumn's leaves, and how it disappeared in the drift of the snow. The very things that warmed and enchanted my very soul have been lost since the coming of the road. Thank you. See you tomorrow. Okay.
I'm proud to have an autographed copy of Bob's playing and singing, and I hope all of you will go over there and buy them out. Are Terry and Cindy here? Good. This is a very special young lady, and I'm sure her companion is special too. Terry Vick and her friend Cindy Edwards.
All right. Thank you. The first song we like to do is called "Whiff When Why." When I woke this morning, something inside of me told me this would be my day. I heard the morning train, I felt the wind change. So many times I'm on my way. Well, come on, sunshine, what can you show me? Where can you take me to make me understand? The wind can shake me and my brothers forsake me. The rain can touch the rain. Oh, then I saw the sunrise above the morning skies like a candy cane delight. I saw the milkman, I saw the businessman, I saw the only road in sight. Well, come on, sunshine, what can you show me? Where can you take me to make me understand? The wind can shake me, my brothers will save me. The rain can touch me, but can I touch the rain? Oh, then I got to thinking, what makes you want to go? To know the wherefore and the why. So many times now, Lord, I can't remember now. Is it September or July? Well, come on, sunshine, what can you show me? Where can you take me to make me understand? The wind can shake me, my brothers forsake me. The rain can touch me, but can I touch the rain? So much to lose, to gain.
Okay, this is, oh, thank you. This song is about a clarinet player who played really good for free. I went shopping today for jewels. The wind rushed around in the dirty town, and the children let out from the schools. I was standing on a noisy corner, waiting for the wall. Across the street he stood, and he played so good on his clarinet for free. Now me, I play for fortune, and those velvet curtain calls. I got a black limousine, escorting me to the halls. And I play, if you have the money, or if you're a friend to me. But the one man band by the quick lunch stand, he was playing high. They knew he'd never been on their TV, so they passed his music by. Well, I meant to go over and ask for a song, maybe put in John Henry Bosworth, late in 68, decided that the time had come to settle his. States, riots of the summer, creeping in fall. So he packed his family in the car and chose to leave it all out on the open road with his elbow in the breeze. He pulled his woman to him and he gave her heart a squeeze with the song he'd been singing. And they waved to people that they passed all along the highway they'd been winging, heading for their paradise at last. John Henry Ballsworth, family on the farm, Elizabeth is sitting knitting from a ball of yarn, Kool-Aid's in the kitchen, and Button's up in his bed. Johnny takes a long pull on his pipe and lays his head back in the easy chair with a good book in his hands. Close his eyes and thanks the Lord for making him a lucky man with this song he'd been a-singing. And they wave to the people that they passed all along the highway they've been winging, heading for their paradise at last. John Henry Ballsworth, 1984. The city's dead, the sky is red, there's a knock upon the door. Every piece of scripture and every prayer he prayed had brought him to this moment of this particular day. Open the doors, he cried, let the brothers and the sisters inside. I got everything to hide with the song he'd been a-singing. And they waved to the people that they passed all along the highway they'd been winging, heading for their paradise at last. And I was wondering if you had been to the mountains to look at the valley. Did you see all the roads tangled down in the valley? Did you know which way they go? Oh, the mountain stream runs pure and clear, and I wish to my soul I could always be near. There's a reason for living way down in the valley, and only the mountain knows. Thank you.
Now let's welcome Dan Tillinghast. You remember Dan? He's from down Hollywood, Florida way.
One of the big disappointments tonight in the program is the fact that Will McLean isn't here. Will's been here many, many, many times. I don't usually do other people's songs because I usually do very old traditional ballads, but this song was written by Will. There's a wild hog in Gulf Hammock. I don't wish on any man. My blood knows his hurtful touches. Dark the brown and yellow sand. It was on a summer's evening, pretty near the setting sun. I walked out into that moonlight, didn't even tote a gun. There he stood, his red eyes burning, slobbers running down his jaw. Never seen a sight so fearful, chilled me to my very maw. Times at night, I gets to thinking, and the shivers cold my spine. I walks out into that moonlight, that old wild hog still on my mind. There's a wild hog in Gulf Hammock I don't wish on any man. My blood knows his hurtful touches, dark the brown and yellow sand. Dark the brown and yellow sand. Wild hog. I have a friend sitting up there in the... Yeah, he's sitting up there. That has two favorite songs. One of them's Old Blue, which I refuse to do. And the other one is about the weep willow tree, merry golden tree, or the golden vanity, or any other number of tunes. This particular version is called the Golden Vanity. There was a little ship, and she sailed upon the sea. And she went by the name of the Golden Vanity. She feared she would be taken by the Turkish enemy. As she sailed on the lowland, lowland, low, sailed the lowland sea. Then up stepped the cabin boy, and boldly outspoke he. And he said to my captain, what will you give to me if I swim alongside of that Turkish enemy? And I sink her in the lowland, lowland, low, sink her in the lowland sea. Well, I will give you silver, I'll give to you a fee. And my eldest, fairest daughter, your bonny bride will be if you swim alongside of that Turkish enemy. And you sink her in the lowland, lowland, low. Yeah, you sink her in the lowland sea. Then the sailor, he made ready, and overboard sprang he. And he swang to the side of the Turkish enemy, and with his little auger he bored holes three. And he sank her in the lowland, lowland, low. Yes, he sank her in the lowland sea. Then the sailor, he swam back to the cheering of the crew. But the captain would not heed him, for his promise he did rue, and he scorned his poor entreatings as so loudly he did sue. And he left him in the lowland, lowland, low. Yes, he left him in the lowland sea. Then the sailor boy swam round to the other side, and up to his messmates so bitterly he cried, saying, messmates, pick me up, for I'm drifting with the tide. And I'm sinking in the lowland, lowland, low, sinking in the lowland sea. Then his messmates picked him up, but on the deck he died. So they wrapped him in his hammock that was so soft and white, and they lowered him overboard, and he's drifting with the tide. And he's sinking in the lowland, lowland, low. Yes, he's sinking in the lowland sea. Now there is a little ship, and she sails upon the sea. And she goes by the name of the Golden Vanity. She fears she will be taken by the Spanish enemy. As she sails on the lowland, lowland, low, sails the lowland sea. Thank you.
I I believe it's Betsy Wiggins, and she has a new name, and I think her new name is Bauhuizen. Anyway, it's Dutch. Her husband said just call him Herman. But in the meantime, let's welcome Betsy.
Thank you. Congratulations, you've made it this long. I'm just about ready to poop out. I don't know how you're still sitting there. The first song tonight that I'm going to do is an Arabic song. And this is for Eugenia Sassini Jones. And she taught me this song because she is Arabic. And it's about a washerwoman. And she's walking down the road. And she's covered in furs. But underneath, you never know what she is. The moral of the song is, don't judge people by their appearance. Le rakiriyed vumuadi shabeb. Le rakiriyed vumuadi shabeb. We flenjen emi, we flenjen eb. Will men zachileb, will lakatokizeb. Le rakel bintel she heliman and autily katri. Hura me milferu millat for dig. Bit hasupan me you ler umatik falak fee. Betish basha bitch she tu vale. She tu vaha she yellativiality. Le rakiriyed vumuadi shabeb. Le rakiriyed vumuadi shabeb. We flenjenemi, we flenjeneb. Will menzel keleb, will akatoke seb.
Soon be over.
Now I really believe that. Okay, now the next song, this is my last song for tonight. And if you don't help me sing it, it's going to be a complete... Because really, you're the other part of the song because you're the echo part. And this is an old work song where the leader would sing it and then the people would come right in and join in with him. I mean, not a moment later. Like if I sang, with a shiny blade, you'd have to come in with a shiny blade. Try that. With a shiny blade. That's really good. A little louder, though, so I'll know you're still awake. With a shiny blade. Got it in his hand. Gonna chop down the live oaks that are in this land. He's long John. He's long gone. Like a turkey in the corn. With his long clothes on. He's long John. He's long gone. He's gone. He's gone. Good, let's clap at this time. What was the first line? With a shiny blade, got it in his hand. Gonna chop down the live oaks that are in this land. He's long John. He's long gone. Got a turkey in the straw. With his long clothes on. He's long John. He's long gone. He's gone. He's gone. He's gone. He's gone. Very good. Good night.
Well, we could let you go home without finishing the program, but we aren't going to do that. No, sir. Let's welcome Peggy and Lee Kelly from Jasper.
We're going to try to wake you up a little bit. You know, man's best friend is his dog. In this case, it might be woman's best friend. Teach a chorus, go something like this. Salty dog, I don't want to be your man at all. Honey, let me be your salty dog. Think you know that? Salty dog, I don't want to be your man at all. Honey, let me be your salty dog. Standing on the corner with the low-down blues. Got a great big hole in the bottom of my shoes. Honey, let me be your salty dog. Salty dog, I don't want to be your man at all. Honey, let me be your salty dog. Now look here, Sal, I know you. Run down stocking in a worn out shoe. Honey, let me be your salty dog. Salty dog, I don't want to be your man at all. Honey, let me be your salty dog. God made woman, he made her mighty funny. When you kiss her around the mouth, she's sweet as any honey. Honey, let me be your salty dog. Well, salty dog, I don't want to be your man at all. Honey, let me be your salty dog. Worst day I ever had in my life was when my best friend caught me kissing his wife. Honey, let me be your salty dog. Salty dog, I don't want to be your man at all. Honey, let me be your salty dog. One, two, three, four, five, six. Honey, don't leave me in this fix. Honey, let me be your salty dog.
Well, salty dog, salty dog, I don't want to be your man at all. Honey, let me be your salty dog.
Thank you very much. I was inspired this afternoon because somebody told me I did a song real well, so I'm going to do it here. As you hear that tambourine going, think of a man driving steel, and this song's about that man who broke his poor heart while he was doing it. Well, John Henry, he was a little baby, sitting on his daddy's knees. He picked up a hammer and a little piece of steel, said, "This hammer's gonna be the death of me, Lord, Lord. Hammer's gonna be the death of me." Well, the captain, he said to John Henry, "Gonna bring that steam drill round. Gonna bring that steam drill out on the job. Gonna whoop that steel on down, Lord, Lord. Gonna whoop that steel on down." Well, John Henry, he had a little woman. Her name was Polly Ann. And any day John Henry took sick, she drove that steel like a man, Lord, Lord. She drove that steel like a man. Well, John Henry, he said to the captain, "Lord, a man ain't nothing but a man. And before I let that steam drill beat me down, I'd die with a hammer in my hand, Lord, Lord. I'd die with that hammer in my hand." Well, John Henry, he drove 15 feet. Steam drill only made 9. But he hammered so hard that he broke his poor heart. Laid down his hammer and he died, Lord. Laid down his hammer and he died. Well, they took John Henry to the graveyard, and they buried him neath the sand. And every locomotive comes a-roaring on by, says, "There lies a steel-driving man, Lord, Lord. There lies a steel-driving man." Well, some says John Henry was from Texas, some says he was from PA. I don't care where that poor boy comes from, 'cause he was a steel-driving man, Lord, Lord. He was a steel-driving man. Thank you and good night.
Are Mary Ann and Tony here? Well, you mean they finally got here? Well, come on out here so I can see you. Mary Ann Dinella and Tony Myers from Tampa. Welcome to Florida Folk Festival.
One, two, three. Is that right? Okay. This song's a Woody Guthrie song. We've been kind of into that lately. If you know the chorus on Roll on Columbia, we could use some help, okay? Ready.
Roll on, Columbia, roll on. Roll on, Columbia, roll on. Your power is turning our darkness to dawn. Roll on, Columbia, roll on.
green Douglas fir where the waters cut through. Down her wild mountains and canyons she flew, Canadian Northwest to the ocean so blue. Roll on, Columbia, roll on.
Help us out.
Roll on, Columbia, roll on. Roll on, Columbia, roll on. Your power is turning our darkness to dawn. Roll on, Columbia, roll on. Other great rivers add power to you. Yakima, Snake, and the Klickitat too. Sandy, Willamette, and the Hood River too. Roll on, Columbia, roll on. Roll on, Columbia, roll on. Roll on, Columbia, roll on. Your power is turning our darkness to dawn. Roll on, Columbia, roll on. At Bonneville now there are ships in the locks. The waters have risen and cleared all the rocks. Shiploads of plenty will steam past your docks. Roll on, Columbia, roll on. Roll on, Columbia, roll on. Roll on, Columbia, roll on. Your power is turning our darkness to dawn. Roll on, Columbia, roll on. On up the river is Grand Coulee Dam, mightiest thing ever built by a man, to power the factories and water the land. Roll on, Columbia, roll on. Roll on, Columbia, roll on. Roll on, Columbia, roll on. Your power is turning our darkness to dawn. Roll on, Columbia, roll on. These mighty men labor by day and by night, matching their strength to the river's wild flight. Through rapids and falls they won the hard fight. Roll on, Columbia, roll on.
Last time.
Roll on, Columbia, roll on. Roll on, Columbia, roll on. Your power is turning our darkness to dawn. Roll on, Columbia, roll on. Your power is turning our darkness to dawn. Roll on, Columbia, roll on.
This is a mountain song about which I know nothing, but Tony does. John Denver did it recently. It's called Paradise, and it's about what they're doing to the land.
Western Kentucky, where my parents were born. There's a backwoods old town that's often remembered so many times that my memories are worn. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train is hauled it away. Sometimes we would travel right down the Green River to the abandoned old prison down by Adria Hill, where the air smelled like snakes and we'd shoot with our pistols. Empty pop bottles was all we would kill. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. The coal companies came with the world's largest shovel,
tortured the timber and stripped all the land. Dug for their coal till the land was forsaken, wrote it all down as the progress of man. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away.
We always welcome new performers like Mary Ann and Tony, and love to have them as part of our family. Now, is the Palace Hotel Traveling Band here? Yeah. Well, I hope they are. Let's clap them onto the stage.
Quick ones for you. Put you on to bed. First one is a ballad in every sense of the word. It comes from the mountains up East Tennessee and Kentucky, where kind of where I'm from. And people up there don't have it quite as good as people other places have got it. And whenever something happens, like we get a new president or change of presidents or something like that, it doesn't really make a whole lot of difference to them. They figure things are going to get better because they can't get any worse. And back a few years ago, when a man named McKinley was president, he went up to Buffalo, New York to make a speech, and a fella walked up and shot him with an Ivor Johnson gun, and he lived 8 days and he died. Roosevelt took over, that's Teddy Roosevelt, in the White House. And then oh, probably a month or two later, word finally filtered down to the mountains that we had a new president, so they just wrote a song about it, you know. It's a ballad the way a ballad's supposed to be. It tells you who's involved and what happened to them and what happened to the bad guys and the good guys and even the children. It's like a newspaper from the mountains. Listen to it. Here's how it goes.
Yeah, hey, Miss right now, President McKinley, boy, you better cash in your checks. You're bound to die, poor boy, you're bound to die. Yeah, Taylor said, see, but boy, what you doing here? He said, I shot the president, they're gonna give me the electric chair from Buffalo to Washington. Then I push the children, now don't you cry. You know you get a pension when your daddy, he died from Buffalo. He be gone a long, long time. You know McKinley hollered, McKinley's bald, and the doctor said, McKinley boy, can I die now?
Or a construction worker, or a railroad man, or a truck driver, or a traveling salesman, or just about anybody, and you get out on the road every now and then, you have to stay for spells in towns. Sometimes you wind up in an American institution known as a boarding house. This song is about rather maybe a third-rate boarding house called the Hungry Hash House Blues.
I'm a boarder and I dwell in this Nestack Class Hotel. If I stay here long, I think I'll go the same. I just lay here on my bottle and I cannot read. Chicken pie, idiot, you will die. And to meet you could not cut it with a sword. Well, there's a undertaker's hanging around, cause there's work there to be found in that all the hungry hash house where I know. No one stands at night, you would need a gun and knife. It was something that they'd never seen. It was red and the butter had red hair, and the baby had its feet both in the stew. And the image you could not touch if you kicked one little hash in that all the hungry hash house where I am.
Let's play it.
Thank you.
is kind of an old-timey love song that I don't know even who to give credit for. It's been around a long time. It's a traditional song called Go Watch and Chain.
Darling, how can I stay here without you? I have no one to ease my poor heart. This old world would seem sad love without you. Tell me now that we never will part. For I'm on my gold watch and chain.
Between here and the food shelter over there, somebody dropped this very expensive lens off his camera, and I know he'll have a fit, so pass around the word that we have it up here. Now we're drawing toward the close of the program, but don't go before we welcome onto the stage the 34th Street Laundromat String Band.
Thanks, Cousin Thelma.
And Johnny caught up with them. John Johnson, Jack Schuster, Doreen Oster, Leilani Cook. Is that the
crowd? That's
right.
About the size of it.
Good.
I'm sure a lot of you saw that fantastic bagpipes player that was out here. We talked to him earlier this evening, and he was very impressed by a song that we sang, which is pretty traditional and very Scottish. We found it in a ballad book for Kentucky Ballads. We're going to sing it for you.
Now, the next one, I'm going to do something that, as far as I know, doesn't get done up here very often. Namely, twin fiddle. Two of them being played simultaneously. And not only that, makes it even more difficult. There are two different people, one of them is me. And I've got to say all these things because other people have got to scurry around and retune and get other instruments. And while I'm doing all that... That's only in my nose. I was supposed to put in a quick plug for Doran's flutes, the flute that he was making, playing the Sabine flute, which he makes. See the big smile? That's Doran. I'm supposed to remind Jack, it's the silly season, folks, to retune his fiddle.
Thank you, I did.
And he's supposed to remind me to start this one on up bow.
Up,
okay.
Yeah, up bow.
Hey,
John, start this on the up bow.
On the up bow, okay. Song called Steamboat Quick Step.
A big switcheroo here.
Where's my kazoo, Jack?
I got one for you.
No, it's on the rack. It's hanging on the machine. That implement of destruction over there that Jack is trying to get out is known as, euphemistically, as the machine. This thing that I'm hanging around my neck is called a rack, literally.
Chair?
And we will do a song of great historical significance concerning George Washington. Lay, do you have a kazoo? Do you have a microphone?
No.
I have a mic.
You can use this one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everybody set? One final adjustment. Tune. R, okay.
Thank you.
your red hot mama. Crazy work, crazy too. All that George Brooks and ass movement. But odeo, but odeo, no, but odeo, no. Thank
you. That's it, Jim.
Is there anybody up there to join us to say goodnight? Where are the rest of our performers? On stage.